This is a production of the National Institute of Biomedical Imaging and Bioengineering, part of the National Institutes of Health. Venous ulcers affect approximately 1% of the population. These chronic wounds occur when valves in the veins of the leg malfunction, and they can take months and occasionally years to heal. Dr. Michael Weingarten, chief of Drexel University's Vascular Surgery Department and a specialist in chronic wound management, says venous ulcers are a significant economic burden.
To put it in perspective, it is a chronic problem accounting for probably several billion dollars in healthcare costs in the United States, and is prevalent in not only older elderly patients, but also in working age patients. So we're talking about expenses here in terms of treating the wounds, but also time lost from work, disabilities, things like that.
Currently, the standard treatment for venous ulcers involves controlling swelling, taking care of the wound by keeping it moist and preventing infection, and a technique called compression therapy, in which patients wear special socks that squeeze the leg to prevent blood from flowing backwards. But Dr. Weingarten says these measures are lacking.
These are what we call passive treatment modalities. We try to change the homeostasis of the wound so it's ideal for healing, and that can be very difficult. There are very few active technologies that actively stimulate healing for these ulcers in particular.
But that may soon change. With support from NIBIB, a research team led by Dr. Peter Lewin, professor of biomedical engineering at Drexel University, has recently created a novel battery-operated ultrasound patch that can accelerate healing by delivering low-frequency, low-intensity ultrasound directly to wounds. In a recent pilot clinical trial of 20 patients, the team reported that patients who received therapeutic ultrasound treatment using their patch, in addition to standard compression therapy, had a net reduction in wound size after just 4 weeks. In contrast, patients who received only compression therapy had an average increase in wound size at 4 weeks. Surprisingly, the greatest effect was seen in a subgroup of 5 patients who received the ultrasound treatment for the least amount of time, just 15 minutes per week, at the lowest frequency, 20 kilohertz. All 5 patients in this subgroup experienced complete healing by the 4th week. Dr. Weingarten was impressed by the results.
This is a very difficult population to heal in a timely manner, and so, yes, it was rather surprising.
While using ultrasound to accelerate wound healing is not a new idea, until now it's been difficult to prove its clinical efficacy. One reason is that studies have used a range of ultrasound frequencies, and it turns out that lower frequencies may be better at promoting healing. So says Peter Lewin.
We had an idea that if some of the mechanisms which are proposed and were proposed by us in the literature would work, they probably would be better or more profound if we applied them at the lower frequency. Typically, the therapeutic ultrasound is applied at 1 to 3 megahertz. We went down to approximately between 20 and 100 kilohertz, so it's at least an order of magnitude lower.
The team's clinical findings were supported by experiments conducted in the lab, in which cells involved in wound healing were treated with low-frequency ultrasound. The team found that 15 minutes of 20 kilohertz stimulation caused both an increase in cell proliferation and cell metabolism just 24 hours after receiving the treatment. According to the team, one of the most challenging but also important components of the research was developing the battery-operated ultrasound patch. Lewin says the device offers tremendous value to patients because it gives them the option of receiving frequent treatments without having to return to the clinic, ultimately increasing patient compliance while saving money.
So the whole device is approximately maybe 100 grams and connected to the fully wearable 2 batteries, which are fully rechargeable, so the patient can have the device on the wound if needed 24 hours a day.
The team is now working to develop an additional component of their patch, which would allow physicians to view subtle tissue changes during and directly after ultrasound treatment using near-infrared spectroscopy. Lewin says the ability to monitor changes in the wound tissue during treatment would allow physicians to optimize the frequency, intensity, and rate of the ultrasound delivery for each patient. Going forward, the team plans to test their patch on a larger group of patients and to expand their studies in the lab, examining different types of cells involved in wound healing. Josh Samuels, a PhD student in Lewin's lab, says some of these mechanistic studies are already underway.
We're looking now a lot more at the macrophages, and we're also looking at fibroblasts. Essentially, we're trying to look at the different levels of wound healing. We know that there's the inflammation phase, the proliferation phase, and the remodeling. And so we're looking at the primary participants in each of those phases. So we know the endothelial cells are going to play a big role, and the macrophages. So we're actually examining the effects of ultrasound on each of those individually, and then we're going to look collectively, see if there's cascade effects, see if one influences the other. And so that's really where we're looking at now with our in vitro studies.
For NIBIB, I'm Margot Kern.